Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father,
Lord,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord.
A reading from Ephesians. If you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the
Father,
and to the Son,
and
to the Holy
Spirit.
And
to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all harm. Let us pray for those impacted by the hurricanes in Texas and those going down to join in the relief effort, that God keep them safe from harm and give them the strength they need to endure. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Let us continue to pray for Jean Long, Bishop Long's father, that he continues to get better. We also pray for Bishop Long, that God continue to take the stress of all the unnecessary worry away that rests upon his shoulders. May he find the peace and tranquility through his many ministries and the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. Nicholas, do you have any prayers?
I'd like to offer up in prayer our Benedictines of Immaculate Mary, that our order may be successful and in the fulfillment of God's work. I'd also like to raise up in prayer the workers at the Walt Disney World, actually, who are actually fighting to raise their pay because most are living underneath the poverty line. We wish for God to hear our prayer. I offer up in prayer those souls in purgatory who are suffering. May our prayers give them relief and aid on their journey towards paradise. Mother?
I would like to continue to pray for my father, that he continues to get better. I want to lift up in prayer the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always continue to follow the path of light. We want to pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in many thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and music. Continue to pray for all the healthcare workers, that the Lord will walk with them and sustain them under difficult conditions. We would like to pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church and the whole church, that we continue to be examples of Christ in our everyday actions and interactions. We pray for clear and God-centered consciousness so that we may be not only professors of God's love and kindness, but living examples of the same. We would like to pray also for the Benedictines of Immaculate Mary, that we may prosper along with the entire church. We would like to pray for our deacons, Thomas and Nicholas, my unworthy self as a priest, our abbot, Bishop James, and all those who may be considering joining, that through God and the Holy Spirit, we may be granted continued guidance and strength to continue to do God's will. Heavenly Father, we come to you this night and forever, humbled in your presence once again, with the many intentions of our faith community. You know our every fear, and you hear our every cry. For all the prayers that we have spoken, and those of the entire church, the ones we hold in the silent depths of our hearts, and the prayers of the whole world, the church humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given your followers an example of gentleness and humility, a task that is easy, a burden that is light. Accept the prayers and work of this day and give us the rest that will strengthen us to render more faithful service to you, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and peaceful death.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.